Sunday Evangelium with Father Marcus Holden on the ninth Sunday of the year.
We stand on the threshold of Lent. It's important to talk about Lent even before we get there, because so often Ash Wednesday comes upon us unaware and we've not even planned what we're going to do to make this sacred season something substantial in our spiritual lives. As we prepare to cross the threshold, we're presented this Sunday with a superb passage from the book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, Moses addressing the people of Israel. Picture the context. Moses, now 120 years old, as the Bible tells us, after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, speaks to the people of Israel, and he puts before them a challenge. I put before you a blessing and a curse. He calls them to choose, to make a decision. For so long, 40 years, they had been indecisive, so many times looking back to a past life, all too often divided in heart, split between fidelity and infidelity, suffering from doubts and compromises. Moses finally puts before them this call to be faithful to God, so that they may enter into the land that was promised and be in peace. This is a moment of decision for us too, as we stand on the threshold of Lent. The Lord is saying to us in a similar way, I put before you today a blessing and a curse. Choose for God today. Have we wandered in the wilderness for a long time, maybe even 40 years? Have we been just looking back at our past life, wishing for the flesh pots of Egypt? Maybe we're half-hearted or divided. The Lord calls us today to make a decision for him. I once asked a group of teenagers in a confirmation class, after explaining the basics of Christianity, if all this were really true, would it transform your whole life? And they said, yes, of course it would. They could see all the implications of the faith for their lives if they were to take this seriously. If all this is true, if God is real, if Christ has come, if the church is his living voice in the world today and through every age of history, if we are today hearing this call, then what implications does it have for our lives? What decision do we have to make today? The Lord, of course, is the new Moses, and he says, I put before you a blessing and a curse. The Lord wants us to choose the blessing, because he knows by choosing anything other than himself, the love of him and the love of neighbour, it will only bring disaster to our lives. If right now we can see what the will of God is in our own life, that is a light, a grace, a gift. If he is saying to me right now that this behaviour isn't of him, that this practice doesn't measure up to his life, that this lack of dedication is not godly, that this neglect of prayer isn't worthy of a child of God, that the lack of forgiveness shouldn't be part of the Christian life. What do we choose? The gospel calls us to build on solid rock. It's not enough to cry out, Lord, Lord. We need to do the will of the Father in heaven. Lent is a time when we make serious decisions about our souls, about the spiritual life. We put before us the key things about our existence. Moses again said, fasten them on your hand as a sign and on your forehead as a circlet. Sometimes you see the ultra-Orthodox Jews with the pendant on the front of their head. It's what Moses was calling for, a very literal interpretation. But the focus is there on the reality of God and what he calls for, fidelity. And the bracelet around the hand, the Lord isn't calling us to wear a physical object, but in all our actions, let them be geared for God. It's a little bit like a wedding ring that spouses wear. It's there to remind them that in all that they do, they belong to another. So, what opportunities do we have in this Lent? What can we do to build on solid rock? The Church gives us three traditional areas to work on, and it's good now to commit ourselves in these areas. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, or prayer, penances, and charity. Let's think of something in each of these areas. In prayer, to cultivate our relationship with God, to spend a little more time in prayer, maybe a daily Mass each week. If we're not coming every week to Sunday Mass, to make that the centre of our lives once again. In the area of penance or fasting, to strip away our over-attachment to physical things, our indulgence of the senses that makes us weak and slothful, and to offer a sacrifice with the Lord, which will make us realize our hunger for God. And in the area of almsgiving and charity, this is what's going to expand our hearts to be like Christ, so that we look outward and not inward. We could give money to charity, embrace a Lenten project, but perhaps something more personal, closer to home, is better. The lonely lady at the end of the street, the person in the family who is upset, neglected, who may need a little more attention, the friend who needs a helping hand at this time. There are all sorts of possibilities in the area of charity. Let's choose some definite things today to do. The people whom Moses addressed in Deuteronomy finally passed over to the Promised Land with Joshua, Yeshua, who was called Jesus. It's the same name. They had the courage, the fidelity to do that. They made the right choice. The people who had begun the Exodus with Moses 40 years before, not one of them passed into the Promised Land. For 40 years I was wearied of these people. Their hearts were astray. These people do not know my ways. They flopped. They blew it. Let's not be like them in our 40 days of Lent. Let's be like the second generation who got it right with Joshua. This is the moment to act. I put before you today a blessing and a curse. Choose life that you may enter into the land of promise.
Give thanks to the Lord, all his hosts, and his servants, you who do his will. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. Father has compassion on his sons, he has pity on those who fear him, for he knows of what we are made, he remembers that we are dust, but the love of the Lord is everlasting, his justice reaches out to children's children, when they keep his covenant in truth, when they keep his will in their minds. As the heavens are high above the earth, oh, strong is in love for those who fail. Oh, oh, and as far as the east is from the west, yes, so far does he remove our sin. So far.